So what we'd like to do is we'd like to take you on a meditation. We'd like to take you on a meditation to clear out everything that robs you of your energy, of your power, of your joy of life. And as we say before, we have this vortex. And we suggest that everything that you want to let go of, let it go into the vortex. We're going to have the vortex working for you to let go of everything resisting, everything you've been resisting. And in this process, we're going to shift your future with you so that your future is filled with energy and joy, celebration, success, and physical vitality. With a balanced thyroid, a good metabolism, a youthful metabolism, regardless of your age, adrenal glands that can respond to stresses and provide you with good levels of blood pressure, good levels of hormones, good levels of energy, regardless of your age. And a thymus that looks at life with love, to look at yourself with value, to be healthy, to be strong. So give yourself permission now to get quiet, to get within, to get in a position where you can be comfortable as you can be, and balanced, and hopefully not go to sleep, but to be able to stay alert, to be present, to be balanced. And close your eyes and draw a curtain of privacy around you, just to bring it in to you. Bring that tension inside this curtain. You're being with yourself. And even though other people may be around and there's sounds outside and so on, no sounds are going to bother you because you've put this curtain of privacy around yourself. You're in your space. You're in your vibration. You're with you. So be with you. Eyes closed. Go to that place within yourself where you sense your center, where you imagine your center to be. Now, when you're in meditation like this, a guided meditation of visualization, you're in a passive place, you're in a quiet place. Your mind still talks to you. So give your mind the message that, yeah, I hear all these thoughts, and some of these thoughts seem to be important thoughts that I will need to tend to. Some of them are very good thoughts, very conscious and aware thoughts. Some of them are about things I have done or I need to do. Some of them are processes about this emotion or this person or that situation. But mind, I'm going to let you just kind of go by now. Bye-bye. All those thoughts, all those ideas, I trust that they will come to me later. And for now, I let them go. So do that. Let those thoughts go. Don't give them any importance, any value. Don't react, don't respond. They could be judging, critical thoughts. They could be emotions that are just still unresolved from something. Just let them pass through. This is not the time to process that. This is not the time to figure anything out. This is a time to empty yourself. This is a time to tune into you, the essential you underneath all of this mental yakety-yak. So just watch those thoughts go by. The feelings come up, just let them go by. We have a vortex established around you. As always, the vortex is here so that you can let go of what you don't want. If you worry, if you have fears, and yes, all those guilts that nag at you, all your negative ambitions and motivations, all the motivations of other people expecting you to be who they want you to be. Even if you are who you are right now and you really like it, there's still parts of you who are still attached to being validated by other people. You want to be seen as important and valuable by others. That's your adolescent, internal adolescent. So all of this, anything that you don't want, let's begin by letting it out through the vortex. Let's start with all your duties and obligations that you don't feel thoroughly 100% enjoying of or in choice about right now. What is it you have to do? What is it that you have to do that you'd rather have do something else than that? But it's your obligation, and you're a good person, so you're going to fulfill it. What is that? Feel that energy around it. Feel the emotion around it. I got to do it, whether I want to or not. It was originally a good choice. I do need to do it. I don't want to let anybody down. People are depending on me. But I don't really want to do it right now. There's things, other things I'd prefer to do. I'm not at peace with it right now. I'm resisting it. I'm postponing it and procrastinating it, and then I finally have to get to it. I'm going to let all that emotional dance, all that resistance, I'm going to let it go now. Hear that within yourself. That choice to let it go. We're going to count to three, and at the count of three, we on you, we will be helping you. We'll help you pull out this stuff out of your emotional body, out of your psyche, and even out of your physical body, out of your adrenals, out of your thyroid, out of your thymus, and out of your hypothalamus. If they are images, an image you have to uphold, if you've got to look good, we may be pulling it out of your sex glands. The count of three. So just start paying attention to that emotional mood that comes with that. Having to do something you're not really that enthusiastic about. But you got to do it. And that's got to be done before you can really do what you want to do. Feel that feeling. That feeling right there. Find in your body, in your psyche, all those feelings and start gathering them. And as you do so, imagine that you're being surrounded in a starry sky by hundreds and maybe thousands of points of light, all beings who love you, who have come to be present with you. Some of them are us. Others are your spiritual family, here and elsewhere. Your guides, mentors, masters, teachers, helpers. Your higher self. Your greater self. The divine. All around you. Witnessing with love. Loving you. Supporting you. Watching you as you pull this emotion out of you, this state of resistance out of you. So recognize that they're there and they're going to help you. And we're going to help you. All right. And some of that is powerless rage. Resistance. Feel the resistance. Feel the burden of it, the load of it. One, let us gather it with you. Feel it. Let us gather it. It is substance. Two, and three. Let it go out the vortex. Let it just lift and spin out. There it is, going spinning out. Come on, let it go. And now all the feelings that you've had that somehow or another you've never gotten around to what you wanted to do, or when you did, you had to pay a heavy price for it, that somehow or another that it's stacked against you, you've got to work hard and succeed and achieve, and you got to get to that achievement, you got to keep pushing, keep going, so that you'll eventually be able to do what you want to do. That postponement. Tune into the postponement. The energy of postponement. Sometime, someday, I will. Or maybe it's gone on so long that you think, I don't know if I'll ever will be. Maybe I won't ever get to do what I want to do. Maybe I'll never be happy. I've postponed it too long. My chances are all shot. There's nothing out there for me anymore. Life sucks. Maybe that's the way it manifests for you. The count of three, we're going to pull that out of you too. One. Come on, feel it more intensely. Come on, get into it. The loss of years and years to duty and obligation. The loss of years trying to build something, to achieve something that after that, finally you'll be happy, only to maybe not see its possibility. One, two, and... Okay, now start letting it lift out of you. And three. Out it goes. Just watch it just spin out. It's spinning out way, 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 way out there. And there are little sparks of light way, way out there. Thank you. Now, if we were to ask you, all right, so all your duties and obligations, all that achievements, all done, complete, fini, now you can do exactly what you want to the rest of your life. What do you want to do? And you answer, well, I'm not quite sure. Maybe just rest for a while, maybe take a vacation, maybe do some traveling. Okay. And then? Oh, I don't know. Retire? What is your dream? Maybe you don't have one really yet. Feel the sorrow of not having had it in its total fullness. Feel the sorrow. Feel the puzzlement. Well, what is it exactly I would be doing on a day-to-day basis? How would I be living my life? If you had all the money, if you had the health, what would you do? If you had all the freedom from obligations, what would you do? Feel. You don't really know right now because you don't have that this moment. There might be even a sense of disorientation, a sense of lostness, a sense of, well, it's always seemed to be determined for me, but I don't want that. Realize that your motivational body is not that well developed. And it's okay. That's you were trained not to develop your true motivation. You have some, little here and little there. But feel the sadness too, that you didn't have the opportunity when you were younger and when you were children, when you're adolescents, maybe 20 something, to really develop exactly what you wanted, just the way you wanted it. Or maybe you did do that. You got tired of it, but you weren't able to get on to the next thing. Or maybe you did get on to the next thing, and then it took over your life. So at this point, feel the emptiness. And feel the discomfort with that. Feel the discomfort with not knowing who you would be right now if you had total freedom to do what served you the most. Totally selfish, totally caring about you. With no resistance. Everything in flow. Everything in magical, harmonious support and flow for you. You've missed that. You've set up other life tracks. And you did that unknowingly at first, and then eventually it just seemed to be a habit. You did it deliberately. You did it. You made those choices. So feel a little sadness about having made maybe a bit too many choices towards duty and obligation. What does that feel like? Knowing that you did it? Have compassion for yourself now. And give yourself permission to discover what it is you really want to do. And so let's let go of anything else. Let's let go of any physical debility, any fatigue, any resistance that's left. Any sadness about the future, any depression, any sorrow, things that, opportunities you missed, you'll never be able to retrieve. Guilts of things that you did wrong. Or guilt about yourself, that you didn't really love yourself as much as you think you should have. Angers at other people for having controlled your life when you realize you actually were choosing to let yourself be controlled. Fears that you don't know what to do with yourself, that you're not confident enough, that you're not powerful enough, that you're not capable enough. All that detritus, all that psychic debris. And the slave driver, too. It was originally a helpful thing. Got you on focus, revved you up, got you going. But it's worn out, it's welcome. All the self-judgment, and even judgment of others, or judgment of society, judgment about money, judgment about relationships, judgments, negative beliefs, limiting beliefs about how things are. Any debris, come on, just feel around in there and find some stuff that sucks and bring it up. One. Two. Okay, just sucky stuff, come on, the rest of it. And three. All right. And now in the silence, be with yourself. Feel your heart chakra. Feel there is love in there. And there is love in there for you. Regardless of whether you did good stuff or did bad stuff or did not enough stuff. Or not fast enough, or not smart enough, or not whatever enough. There's still some love in there for you. You still care about what happens to you. You still love yourself somewhere in there. Let's go and put our attentions now, all together, you and us, into your heart chakra, into your love. With compassion to you, acknowledge that there have been times you've betrayed yourself, abandoned yourself, martyred yourself to other people, sacrificed for them, hoping you would get a reward that you never got. You did it to yourself. But you love yourself. You want to be happy. You want to love others. You want to be loved by others. You want to love, touch, and heal. You want to dream and imagine and create. You want to know your divine nature. Dear ones, you are divine by your very essence. Your spark of light. A powerful reality creator working in this illusion. This is your playground, this world. And you came with a certain focuses, certain themes you wanted to play with. And here you are, at a pivotal time and a pivotal year, a pivotal place in your life. And you need to let the past go. You need to let all that negative motivation go. And you need to be okay with the fact that you did it to yourself. You loaded yourself up. You crushed yourself with your own burdens. So step now into that greater you. Just imagine for a moment that you're 10, 12 feet tall light being. You're actually bigger than that, but just imagine yourself this light being. This being who chose to come into physical body experience, knowing full well all the challenges you were going to face here and what you were going to do with your life here. Just imagine for a moment that that you is present and resides in this heart chakra. That you, that greater you, that's more the real you, loves you. The you that loves you, the you that cares about you, the wise you, the old soul you. Step into that. Just shift your identity into that you right now. Let us surround you with light and love and support. We and all your friends know who you are. We know your beauty. We know your truth. We know your love. Just imagine for a moment you are already that being. Step into it. Own it. Pretend. If you don't feel it, just pretend. What would it be like if you were that greater you right now? And now look at the you who's loaded yourself up. That lesser you. Overloaded, overworked, pressured, stressed, emotional. Issues with relationships, maybe issues with money, issues with health, whatever the issues are. Look at the you that has felt guilty, that you're not good enough. Look at the you that has felt scared, weak, powerless. Look at the you that is angry, filled with rage over how your reality took over you. It's driving your life. You have no say. Look at that you from that point of view of you, the compassionate one, the greater one. Look at you, the lesser one, and see that lesser one's suffering. See the stress. See that lesser one's resistance. Trying to protect, defend, survive. Love that lesser you. Feel that love. That lesser you is doing the best it could under the circumstances. Forgive that you. Say, I forgive you mentally. I forgive you. You did the best you could. You thought you could have done better. But you were up against a wall. You believed stuff. You felt you had to do stuff. You were suffering underneath all the joys you indeed experienced. But the postponement of you, the betrayal of yourself, I forgive you. I forgive you for having betrayed yourself. You didn't know how bad it could be. You didn't know fully what you were doing. It felt good in the moment to take on more. I forgive you. I love you. I release you. I release you from the obligation of having to achieve the great achievement that will validate you, that will expiate all your sins of commission and omission, that will prove that great achievement, that will prove that you're good enough, that you're a good person. You're off the hook. I remove that pressure from you. I remove that demand from you. And I give you total permission to be whoever you are. I give you total permission to love yourself, to value yourself, to do that which gives you joy, and to live your life in conscious choice of everything that you do. Knowing that when you're in conscious choice, you're not resisting, you're not losing energy, but flowing it. I love you, I forgive you, and I give you permission to heal your emotional body, to heal your hormones, to heal your energy, so that you may celebrate a glorious future that you create. I love you. And now in your imagination, dear ones, see yourself go, the greater you, the big, bright, shiny you, go to that lesser you, which is somewhere like 5-6 feet or so. And put your arms around that one like you would around a child, a beloved child, someone that you love dearly. Hold that you, that lesser you, that struggling you, the one driven by the slave driver. Hold that you. Love that you. And we will come with you, and we will hold that lesser you as well. We will hold you and they. And we will heal. We will shift frequencies. We will shift vibration of the lesser you, so that that lesser you, healed, forgiven, can become bright and merge with you, the greater you, the perspective you are in now. So just let us be with you now. We are washing your lesser you clean. Lifting the vibration. Valuing you. And this lesser you becomes brighter and brighter and bigger as you hold. They become your size and as bright as you. And you look into the eyes of your lesser you, now brighter, now more luminous. Feel the love between the two of you. And pull that you into you now. Bring it into you. Integrate the healed you. And as you feel this light, let us do some more work, we and your helpers. We're going to do some work, some tune-up work on your endocrine system, on your hormones. Let us work first with your hypothalamus. your pituitary and pineal, the triad of your brain. We're going to tune them up. We're tuning them up, getting them to the right frequency, getting the energy up and alignment. Alignment to the greater you. Stay in that perspective. Stay in the greater you. And as we do this, I start to imagine, start to dream how you will feel in the future. What is the context, the emotional state of being when you are successful, happy, loving and loved, healed, energetic and vital? What emotional state will you be in when you're passionate rather than angry? When you're excited and enthused rather than scared? Where you're at peace rather than anxiety? Where you accept everything in your life without resistance and then choose what you prefer? What is that state where you don't have to take anything personally? There's no control, no manipulation, but acceptance, no resistance, but flow, divine flow, harmony. And as you hold that, as you tune into that, your brain is tuned up now. We go to your thyroid in the lower part of your throat. You are valuable. You are worthwhile. And what you are willing and what you desire, what you will, your true will, your free will is worthy, is good. It is right and true. Let us tune up your thyroid. How is your life going to be when you are true to you? When you honor, respect, and love, and value you? Where you can give yourself permission every day to do that which gives you joy. You don't push other people away. You can receive other people. You can hold this value. You can hold this light. Regardless of circumstances. You love being with you. In the silence and the power and the beauty of you. We now go to your thymus and your heart center. Your life is changing right now. Oh, yes, you can try to talk yourself out of it. But you're listening to us right now. You're with us and we are with you. And let us build your immune system by building that thymus. Life is an adventure. You are the adventurer. You are beloved, you are loved by the divine. This divine love is your fuel for an absolutely beautiful life filled with all sorts of interesting things for you. Things that interest you, that are exciting for you. Things that can make a difference for others around you. as you radiate your love and your light and your truth. We tune up your thymus now. And it tunes up your immune system, and also we're tuning up and aligning your lymphatic system as well. That's where you stashed all those emotions. We got a whole bunch of them out. So we're tuning the lymphatic system as well. The lymphatic and the immune systems are working together in harmony and union. All right. That way you can accept and receive everything in your environment without being at the mercy of it. You can accept and receive everything and keep only that which gives you joy. Only your preferences remain. They don't have to fight or resist anything. You can receive everything and become brighter. It's all energy. It's all love. Let us go to your adrenal glands now. Poor beleaguered adrenal glands. Life is not dangerous. Imagine, what is your life going to be when you realize you're safe and that your universe, your reality, is loving and supportive for you? What is that going to feel like? Let us nurture right now your adrenal glands. We'll build them up to energize you, to activate you in doing those things that give you joy, that fill you with light. To activate your choice, your power. And now we're going to the gonads, your sex glands. Who are you? Who are you becoming? You no longer need to be concerned about whether you are manly or womanly, what other people think of you. Those who belong, those who are happiest in their belonging, are those who love themselves, because they attract loving people and they attract the belonging, the great people, to them. Let us tune up this so that you can realize that you belong here. You belong amongst the human race. You've come to participate in your way. And you're good enough. You're good enough to succeed. And now let us bring the energy from Mother Earth, who loves you, up from below, up to your root chakra. Let Mother Earth and her love for you, connecting you to the grounding of support, of life, of the physical, to connect to your kundalini, your powerful spiritual energy coming into your body at the root. And let us move that energy up. Second chakra, the motivation, the passion, lining it up to the higher you, the greater you, moving it into your adrenal glands, your power, your activation, in alignment with your passion. Moving that channel of energy, extending it upwards to your heart, loving you, loving your life, your visions, your dreams of love. Loving you, bringing love to you. Moving it up, extending it upwards. You have a big beam of thick, thick, beautiful light from the earth all the way up, up through your heart, now extending, expanding up to your throat, to your thyroid, valuing you, loving you, your higher will, your higher truth to express your uniqueness, without aggravation or difference from others, without pushing anything away, without separation, but your uniqueness, that which makes you specifically the beautiful being that you are. There's no one else like you. Aligning that up to your third eye, to your hypothalamus, to your pineal, seeing the future of you, the greater you, how different it is. Your future ultimately to become one with the divine, union with the divine, unconditional love, value and acceptance. Up to the crown, the pituitary and up. And out the top and going, reaching up to your higher self, up to the divine, to the soul above you, that is you, your connection to the divine, your passageway to the divine, and divine love returning to you, connecting above, returning to you, a beam, beautiful beam of love and light, coming down, touching the top of your head, coming into your head, coming down that channel, all the way down, awakening the future, awakening your expression, your uniqueness, awakening your love, awakening your power, awakening your passion, and grounding into the earth, and you're on the circuit. We have a vortex around you, and this time, this new you you're experiencing, this new you you're touching, imagining, dreaming, this life of the future that is your possibility, your potentials, by your preferences, your choices, your uniqueness. If you will send this out, the vortex, inform your reality, you're ready now. You're ready to live this new life. You're ready to be the person you came to be. All the detritus has been dropped off. You're ready to integrate this into your life. You're integrating. You're ready to be the spiritual giant you are. At the count of three, send this dream. Send this knowing of yourself. Send this imagination of the greater you living your life, making the changes on the planet, flowing the energy, doing the healing work, doing the lifting work, doing the celebration work you came to do for you personally and for your world, out of your love. The count of three, send it out there. One, two, we and you gathering it, feeling it, sensing it. What is this going to be like when you're living in the light, living in the joy, living in the beauty of you? Two and three. Send it out. Send it out. Inform your reality everywhere. Send it out. Send it out. All of it. Come on. Send it out. Send it out. Everywhere. Touching every corner of your reality. Your love is out there now. And your reality is going to respond with love and support to your choice. Your choice. You've made a choice. If you don't feel you have made one, make one right now. I choose. I choose this new life. I choose this greater me to be more conscious in all my choices, in all my life, every moment of the day. My uniqueness, my passion. And it's out there now. And all of your friends, all those many stars surrounding you, still surrounding you, loving you, witnessing your choice, celebrating with you, to support you, to be with you. You're not alone. You've got all the help you need. You can do it. Let yourself bring this awareness, bring this sense, bring the spark of that greater you, of that future life of yours in this life. Bring it now into your physical awareness of your body right now, into the here and now. Really claim it right in your body right now, in your center of you, as you gently, gently open your eyes. Coming back in your attention, bringing this light back in, bringing the light of you back in. You've done some huge work today. Please be easy on yourself. The slave driver is going to try its damnedest to get back in there. Guilt and fear will still show up. But instead of resisting it, or instead of obeying it and being compliant to it, just say, oh, there you are again. Huh. And let it go. Ignore it. Find out what you want. Who are you? Make your choice. You have the support of all of us. And if you want, just call on us. Hey, Galexis, help. Be with me. And when you go to bed at night, just call us. See yourself drifting to sleep, surrounded by stars, sparks of light, of love. Call us. We'll be there. We'll heal you in the night of anything you ask. Just ask us. We'll work on it. Our pleasure. We love to work with you. Call on us. It's not a burden to us. We can be everywhere all the time anyway. We don't have the physical limitation. Just call on us. Come on, just say, hey, Galexis, help here. And what we can do is that we can shift you just a little bit. Just bring a remembrance of the greater light you that you are into the moment. And from that perspective, you can find your answers, your solutions, your opportunities, your possibilities, and your energy, your true energy. It's been a pleasure working with you as always. It's always a joy to see you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Thank you. We surround you with our light and, as always, our love. Farewell.